following is a remastered version of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Everybody, and welcome to turn 122 of A Worthy Opponent, a podcast based on the Blizzard game Hearthstone. We are casual, as we always say, and Star hasn't changed, and I also have not changed. I am Black Lace. With me is Autumn's Bane.
Everyone has a price. Gnomes, for example, can be persuaded by stuffed animals and small amounts of chocolate.
What? Really? That's a flavor text?
Yes, it is.
Stuffed animals and small amounts of chocolate. Well, it's gotta have a gnome on it.
You need to focus on the first line I said.
Which was?
Everyone has a price.
Not to be mixed up with everyone. Get in here! I have no idea. Tell me.
It's betrayal. You could persuade gnomes to betray someone for chocolate and stuffed animals. It's a rogue card. Two casting costs, spell, betrayal, common. Force an enemy minion to deal its damage to the minions next to it.
Well, you know what? I'm looking at the card, and I'm looking at the flavor text, and the card is this poor Torin with a sword jabbed through his back. He was backstabbed with a sword, not even a dagger. Could you imagine
not
that?
Not even through his back, through his shield.
Through his shield and his back. Okay, so this was done by a gnome for a
No, for a gnome wouldn't have betrayed
sheep?
A Torin. A gnome wouldn't have been friends with a Torin.
Everyone has a price. Gnomes, for example, can be swayed. This could have
That's
been done by a gnome.
This was
who
probably
just wanted
a
little fuzzy lamb toy.
This was a Forsaken who wanted some steak.
No. Forsaken don't eat, silly. They have no stomachs.
Well, it just falls right out again, but they still eat.
Yeah. All right.
Remember
they
used to have the cannibalize ability? Maybe they still
do. Yes, I do. I don't think they do anymore. I think they took that out. They took a lot of the abilities out. I think that was one of them that's gone now.
Hello, Ringo.
Hi, Ringo, in our chat room. So let's see. We've got stuff to talk about this week. Of course, because we always have stuff to talk about. I'm going to start out with a stupid, embarrassing moment, just because it was so dumb.
Let's hear it.
I've had similar embarrassing moments before. Now, there's the rogue card, the Tinker's Sharp Sword Oil, and I've mentioned it before, and I think I'm embarrassing momented before, so I'm really double embarrassed here. Tinker's Sharp Sword Oil is a give your weapon a +3 attack, and with a combo, you can give a random friendly minion a +3 attack. And usually my stupid moments is casting it out of order. So instead of casting the other card first, I cast this first and I lose out on the combo. But do you know
common,
what happened?
Common error.
Yep. Well, here's even better. This is like the creme de la creme of stupid.
Tell me, you've had no weapon and no minion out.
Exactly. Exactly.
I don't think I've ever heard anyone doing that.
I cast it thinking I was going to be, you know, giving myself a weapon to attack with. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention seriously, and it just went poof, gone. I was like, what the hell? I'm like, oh my god, I didn't even have the weapon out. And I just cringed and wrote it down as not the embarrassing moment, but the stupid moment of the week.
Well, I had a quasi-embarrassing moment, if you want to hear that.
Sure.
I was
because it can't top mine. Nothing can top that. That's just, like, the most dumb thing you could do in Hearthstone.
Well, you know I don't actively try to rank up. But if I'm close to a rank, then of course I want to hope that I rank up. So
right.
I'm setting it 15 with maximum stars. One more win would get me into 14. In fact, I've had a win streak all the way from like 19 through 15 at this point. I was doing great, you know, popping up 2 stars at a mm-hmm. time. And what do I face is a
Priest.
Paladin.
Oh, okay.
And the Paladin is gold.
Oops.
And the Paladin immediately starts casting secrets. And the Paladin, I notice, has a card back that I don't have. And guess what card back that is?
Legendary.
Yes. So I'm facing a golden legendary Christmas tree Paladin.
Oh.
It was a long game, and it was a close game, and I had him down pretty low, and I had still like 20 health, and just before one of the last things he did on his turn was summon 3 minions. Two of them were pretty big, but one of them had a divine shield, and I don't know why I thought it was taunt. So instead of going to the face, I went for the divine shield to break the shield with my leper gnome, which explodes the leper gnome, and of course he takes two damage. The shield is broken, and as the divine shield pops, I'm like, wait a second, that's not a taunt. And then I attacked with everything else, and it left him with 1 point. And then, of course, the next turn, he just had me with all those new minions he put down. Well more than 20 points worth.
Gotcha.
I had him down to 1, this legendary golden paladin. And for 2 days, I'm thinking, if only I had gone to the face. And then tonight, just about an hour ago, I realized, no, I still wouldn't have done it. Because when my leper gnome attacked the divine shield, he exploded, and my opponent took 2 damage from that. So if I had just attacked to the face, the leper gnome wouldn't have died. He still would have only taken 2.
He took the same amount of damage.
So he took the same amount of damage anyway.
Gotcha.
I still lost with him having only 1 health. But
well,
I felt
that
this is
bad.
Like a professional quality player,
yeah.
And I got him down to 1.
Definitely not bad. I had something fun happen with the warrior deck that you gave to me, quote-unquote gave to me. I finally got the golden monkey out, and I realized what the golden monkey actually does.
Yeah, you know already what it does, but it doesn't sink in until it happens
no.
to you. So tell me what happened.
He conceded. Golden monkey equals concede.
Oh, I see. The golden monkey makes your opponent concede.
That's the whole thing. Golden monkey equals
that
concede.
Didn't happen when I got the golden monkey that one time, but
golden monkey comes out as a I forgot whether it's a I think it's a 4-something taunt. 4/4
yeah,
taunt.
Something with a taunt.
Something like that.
But
anyway,
that's not
but
the cool
everything
part.
In your hand turns into a legendary and everything in the rest of your deck turns into a legendary. So when it turned legendary, here's the funny thing. It became taunt. Everything in my hand went legendary. I had had a Ragnaros and I had something else that was really good. I wound up getting some really crappy legendaries in my hand, and as I'm staring at them going, oh my god, these suck, what am I gonna do, boom, he conceded. So it's like, okay, that made it easy.
You have to be careful with that golden monkey, because if you have cards in your hand that you know you're gonna need to help win,
mm-hmm.
you can't
yep.
cast that golden monkey until you've played
And I
them.
Did. I did anyway, just to see what would happen, because I didn't care, because it was in casual. And
because
I was
all
just
your spells are gone. The spells
yeah.
are gone. They all become minions.
Well, I was playing against a face hunter. It was funny. It was just absolutely wonderful. So I wanted to share that it's really neat. It doesn't happen often that the golden monkey actually comes out. It needs all the stars to align properly. And they did, and did equals concede. It was cool.
Oh, it's pretty fun that you got it out anyway.
Yes, yes. I also had something else happen to me this week. I got glitch slapped, and I haven't been glitch slapped in a long time. This glitch slap, in a weird way, actually cost me my game.
Okay.
I played a card. I don't even remember what card it was, but it made my board go boom, and everything went black and white. So
oh,
here I am.
You showed me pictures of
yes.
that.
I'm looking at my board. Everything's black and white, but if I hover, it's in color. So I was so distracted by hovering and trying to photograph what was going on, and then, oh my God, it was just, it's amazing how a simple thing like that can get you so distracted you very quickly lose. Because I did a couple of stupid plays because I was too busy trying to figure out, because everything was black and white. Everything went grayscale, and it was so funny. It was very ugly. That's all I can say. So that was, and it lasted probably a good, maybe 4 or 5 turns. And it never came back until I wound up when I lost and my screen went boom because he killed my hero. Then all my colors came back again.
Well, that's...
So.
Did you win?
No, because I was distracted. I completely did stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't paying attention because I was going, where's my color? So, yes, it was really interesting that... It just, I don't know why my colors blew up, but they did.
No, I haven't actually had any new glitches in Hearthstone. There's still the same old one that if I'm using my iPad and it's buttons facing the wrong direction, Hearthstone won't open. So they haven't fixed that yet. But it's World of Warcraft that keeps giving me weird errors and disconnecting me from servers and
yes.
stuff.
Yes, whenever I try to change from one server to another, I get booted.
That's been happening, and and there's weird codes up there that I've never seen before.
That's because they're working on Legion and probably doing secret background transfer stuff, and it's probably linking codes wrong.
Yeah, so
that would
be
my guess.
We had told people we unsubscribed from WoW, but we used gold to resubscribe. I think we mentioned in the last show that you have the option to pay gold. And then we got the, what did we get? Something in Hearthstone? Or something in Heroes?
The Paladin last week. Correct.
Okay, we talked about that already. So yeah, move on. Forget I said
moving
anything.
Moving on. So anyway, if anybody actually wants to see the grayscale thing that I recorded on my phone, send me a tweet and I'll put it up on Twitter. It's not great because I was like trying to focus with my phone to take the pictures of it, but it looked kind of funky. Anyway, an evil exchange clobbering time of this week is Kel'Thuzad and Rafum.
Why did I like it? Tell me why I liked it.
Why did you like it? Wait, I'm not finished. Kel'Thuzad and Rafum are competing to see who the superior end boss is. Take a side and battle for evil supremacy. You liked it because you didn't have to build the deck.
That's right. That's why I liked it.
And that's the only reason you liked it.
Well, the other reason I liked it is the very first game I played, right after our kid says, oh, you have to play... Which one did you have to play? Was it Rafam she said always won?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think she says, you can't win with Kel'Thuzad. You have to play Rafam.
Wrong.
So the first game I got, Kel'Thuzad, and I won. And then I lost every other game I played after that, regardless of who I played with.
I played one game, I got Kel'Thuzad, and it was absolutely freaking hysterical. Because Kel'Thuzad's hero power was to bring back a minion that died during the game.
Right.
So I started with the coin, and I dropped down a mad scientist. All right. So on turn one, I dropped down my mad scientist 2 points. To casting cost minion. He kills it. So I get a secret. So now, next turn, I play my hero power. Here comes another mad scientist. So what does he do? He kills again. I was a Christmas tree Kel'Thuzad. By the time he was finished, I had, because I don't know why it really liked resurrecting the mad scientist, I literally had 4 secrets up. There were all sorts of weird secrets. And then the mad scientist came back out again. And then I wound up getting really good cards and playing the game normally. But, I mean, he couldn't get around my secrets, and he conceded around turn 6.
Do you know
the best
one of the games I played, the same thing happened. But I played the mad scientist so often that at one point they killed the mad scientist and no secrets came out.
Really? You ran out of secrets?
I ran out of secrets.
I was wondering where they came from, because the decks are... kind of wonky too. Well, so
I'm not 100% sure. They could be cheating, but there's probably actual cards in those decks.
Maybe those are preset decks. It's interesting. I would bet you that if we wanted to, we could find them somewhere on the internet.
Yeah, probably Hearthbone has them.
Yeah, but it was fun. And
People probably play to fatigue and they count every card. And
could, yeah. Or play against each other and go really slow.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
definitely
what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Okay, so that's the clobber in time. But it was fun. And yeah, I agree. I like it a lot better when they make the decks for us. Because if they don't, I always resort to my Dusty deck, which is my Ping.
Yeah. Well, here's the other thing. If you make a deck and it fails, and then it fails again, and it fails again, and you have to keep tweaking it, and it still fails, that's really frustrating, right? Whereas if they've provided you with the deck, there's almost, apparently not this time, but there's usually one that's more powerful. Or at least if it doesn't do well, you get to try the other one. So
they're
maybe the other
balanced.
One is more, maybe the other one is more your play style. But you don't have to go back and tweak your deck. You just gotta play until eventually you win.
Yes. Plot on. So we didn't have just your normal everyday, what is it that I ask people to send in? Plays of the week? Nope. Yes, I do ask for people to send in decks, and nobody has let me play with their deck lately. I'm very sad. I don't have any decks to play with. Just reusing old decks. So send me decks. But anyway, that's not what I was going to say. I was going to say plays of the week was actually an entire game. And the game lasted 3 turns. And I have the whole thing recorded. It was not me. This was submitted by someone else. It was a Magni against Jaina. I won't say the name of the person who was playing or who lost, but the player of this deck game thought that it was maybe a lose on purpose deck. Could not see why the other player would want to lose on purpose, but this is what happened. Turn one, the opposing player played a Cursed Blade, which is a 2/3, which doubles damage done to that person's hero. Played it against a mage, so turn one, he plays the Cursed Blade. Turn two, the game winner plays Magic Missiles, which basically takes him from 30 to 24 because he had no minions to hit and did double damage.
Well, it's that player's turn one. It's not really turn two.
Right. Still turn one. Okay. Turn two, the player of the Cursed Blade plays Millhouse Mana Storm, which basically is a 4/4 creature, but gives the mage all of the spells in their hand 0 for one turn. Well, the mage had a Frostbolt, a Polymorph, and Arcane Missiles. So he Frostbolted and went from 24 to 18. He Polymorphed Millhouse, used his hero power to pop Millhouse dead, and then played Arcane Missiles, bringing him from the 18 down to 12. So turn 2, the opponent now had 12 health left. Turn 3, he plays an Acolyte of Pain, and the person who won the game fireballed for 12, ending it then and there. Done. 3 turns. 20 points of damage.
I spoke to this player. I don't think the opponent was trying to lose on purpose. I think based on the rank of the person we know who submitted this, is pretty low, pretty new player. So probably facing another new player. Perhaps even a new player who had never played a warrior before, or had just gotten Millhouse and wanted to try it out. There's all kinds of explanations for
right.
it. Nobody's going to play to lose on purpose.
No. I think it just worked out that way. I think what happened was he played the Cursed Blade hoping to be able to do quick damage and didn't expect, and played Millhouse thinking, what can he have in me? You know, I've got a 2/3 sword out, and I've got a 4/4 minion out. What, you know, I'll be able to trounce this guy for 6 points a turn for 2 or 3 turns and then turn things around, not realizing that a Frostbolt, Polymorph, and Arcane Missiles, and it's all over. and a fireball. I mean, it just, the winning player had a winning hand. It had a it was a perfect storm. It really was.
Yeah,
so I
it
just
happens.
Thought it was funny. It was like the shortest game I have ever heard of that was not a concede three turns.
I've noticed mages get a lot of perfect storms, though. How many times you get the mana worm
so
out along with the coin.
The coin.
And then you cast the
mirror image.
And then
that's
the next turn you trounce with some
starting.
Spells. Yeah, it's like when I see that, I'm like, I'm just sad from the beginning when I see
Well, it's almost that. Like seeing, you know, the priest bring out his little chick. What is her name?
Or a druid bringing out a really heavy minion on like turn two because he's got all these free mana cards.
Right.
So next on the agenda.
Next on the agenda, let's talk about new shit. Whoops. I said the S word.
You can say that.
I can. We have an explicit tag.
It doesn't matter. Every podcast out there that doesn't have an explicit tag uses that word.
Well, anyway, let's talk about new shit. Whispers of the Old Gods. Actually, before we get into the new cards that were released, you want to talk about what people should be doing? The voting?
Right. If you go to the Whispers of the Old God expansion page, there's Harbingers of Doom. Yeah. All these Harbingers of Doom, which are really like every famous player you could think of, people who do the esports casting, people who have been in tournaments, people who have won tournaments, people who have famous streams, just all these people. I'm looking at it, it's like Firebat and Zhangding, Reynad, Savitz, Roger Ramaz, Dog Kibler, Krip, Reynad, just the list goes on and on. Trump, of course. And I guess what happens is you vote. I haven't done it until just today, really. Like, I voted for Firebat because, you know, he won the championship, so let me give him a vote. And I watched the vote click up, and I guess each day they reveal a new card, and depending on who has won the vote, I guess that person either picks the card or is assigned a card to their name that gets revealed. I don't know. But there's pictures
above
each name.
And then they do a
name,
little stream.
And I'm guessing that the pictures are actually the card. So, like, above Firebat is this little Murloc wizard with, like,
he's really cute.
A robe and a staff and flame
he's
coming
really
from his hand.
Cute.
So it looks a little like Yoda, but sharp teeth. So I guess this is how they're revealing the cards, and I guess it's kind of cute. I don't see any podcasters there, though. I see everything but podcasters.
Nope. That
Not
would
that
be
I expected
players.
Us to be there.
No,
are other famous podcasters that I thought might be there.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Now that you say that, I would expect the one you were most thinking of to be there, but he's not.
So, you wanted to do something?
Yes, I'm sorry. I was taking a little drink of water. Yes, on that page, basically, you get to it by going to the main Hearthstone page, hitting card sets, then Whispers of the Old Gods, and then vote for the next card to be revealed. We'll actually scroll you right down to where you can vote. There's the pre-purchase area. Today's voting was for Reynad, Roger, Firebat, Savs, Zhangding. So there are five people. Actually, that's weird.
Yeah, the order.
There are
the
five
order
people
changes
up
too.
There.
Every time I refresh the page, it's a different order.
I hope I voted for Firebat because there are five people up there and only. Oh, there are five buttons. Okay, never mind. And then
if you
said,
click on any of them, it'll take you to either their Twitter page or their Facebook page or some other way that you could see more about them.
Right. So obviously, the one who won most recently. Chanman V. I'm not following him, so forgive me for mutilating him, but he did the card reveal, and his card reveal this week was the Cult Apothecary. 5 casting cost, 4/4 card, battle cry for each enemy minion, restore 2 health to your hero. What do you think, Autumn's Bane?
I think it's a pretty good common card.
I think it's downright fantastic.
It's nice little ability.
Do you know what that's going to do? Think about that against a Zoo deck.
Yeah.
You know, they've got all of their stupid little 1/1 creatures, or the paladin decks with the little squires.
Or totem decks, anything with a large mass of minions.
I mean, you can suddenly cast a 4/4 creature and also heal yourself for, like, what, 14? I think you can have 7 on the board.
Maximum of 14, yes. Yeah. So, but, I mean, it's not going to really prevent you from the onslaught.
Is there something that gives you the battle cry twice? That might even help, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Bran Bronzebeard does that, right?
Right. And, in fact, talking about Bran Bronzebeard, Bran was, when I won against that warrior, I actually got 2 of him in my hand.
Hey, do you know what Bran's parents did?
Bran's?
Yeah.
Was his father named Raisin?
Their main job was raising Bran.
Right, right. I don't know if you heard me ask if that was his father's name right before you said that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Sorry, both of us stunk at that joke.
No, you ruined a good punchline with a bad joke is what happened.
Okay, fine. And you know what you have to put in your raisin bran? Bananas.
Bananas. That brings us to the next card. I see what you did
there. See what I did?
Mukla, Tyrant of the Vale. He's a legendary.
Mm-hmm.
And I like him better than the other Mukla.
King Mukla?
Why do I not like King Mukla?
Because it gives your opponent something, and you hate giving your opponent anything.
Yes. So, for 6 casting costs, a 5/5 beast that gives you 2 bananas as a battle cry. I love it.
I just keep wanting to sing this theme to the banana splits when I see these come out. But anyway, I just wonder, is it going to be random bananas, or is it the 1/1 bananas? Because, there are a lot of different type of banana cards.
That is true. That is true. They might. There was something. One of the brawls had a whole bunch of different types of bananas.
This does not specifically
say +1/+1 bananas.
Exactly. Like just Mukla bananas. Does. Right. So it could be the otter bananas. Yes.
It could be.
Mm-hmm.
Which is even more fun.
Yeah. Yep.
And actually, it would fit the theme of chaos better.
It would. So it's a 6 casting cost, 5/5 beast. And it's a beast. Let me make that clear.
So is Mukla.
Right.
So is King Mukla.
Because he's kind of like a monkey.
As opposed to Tyrant Mukla.
It's a monkey.
It's not a monkey.
Okay, I was waiting for that. Okay, on to the new cards revealed. There are some really fun ones. You want to start? You want me to?
Well, I'll do the first one.
Go for it.
Doom! 10 casting costs. Epic. Destroy all minions and draw a card for each. I can see that being good in a couple of different decks.
Yep, it's epic, it's warlock, let me just say that.
I mean, let's say you're at a real serious minion disadvantage. So you destroy your opponent's 5 minions and then you draw 5 cards. That's just awesome. It doesn't say destroy your minions or destroy enemy minions. It says all minions and draw a card for each. Not for each of yours, not for each of his. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's better than Twisting Nether. It's better than, Deathwings' own thing because he's an actual minion. But
Twisting Nether doesn't give you cards. It basically it restocks your hand. And let's be serious here. By the time you cast a 10 casting cost card, your hand's going to be kind of low on, usually, kind of low on cards.
Yeah. So you've just replenished your hand at the end game.
Will I use it? No. No.
I would put that in my warlock deck.
Would you?
Sure.
I don't know. Well, it's definitely good if you're
like any card that sounds fun, I put it in my deck until it fails.
And try
me.
It. Right. Right. It's definitely good if you're getting whomped on and you don't have a lot of minions on your side. You cast Doom, and then if you've got a good hand, you're going to fill up your hand fast, though. So.
Yeah.
But no, good card. I think that you left the next one for me is because I can never pronounce these things. Tentacle of N'Zoth.
Sounds like you said it right.
Okay. one casting cost, one creature whose death rattle is deal one damage to all minions. It's not bad.
Like that in a warrior deck.
Oh boy, that would give new life to your little guy.
Yeah, I'll put that in a Grim Patron deck.
Grim Patron deck, yep, and it's a common card. It also looks phenomenal
and
in
Grim
gold.
Patron will still be in it, won't it? Blackrock Mountain is still valid in Standard when this comes out, so yes.
Right, and it's a creepy looking card, but it really does look cool in gold. If you go to Hearthpwn and hit discuss this card, it'll show you the gold version. Nope, how did I get that?
By clicking on the card, you go to...
No, click on the card itself, and it'll show you the card and the gold card. And if you click on discuss this card, you can join in on the discussion of the card. But it's a decent card, really, for a one casting cost, a 1/1 minion. And again, it's that kind of thing where it can get rid of all those nasty little 1/1 paladin cards. I don't like the little guys. What can I say?
Yeah, and if they truly are going to nerf the Leper Gnome, like there was discussion that it might happen, this is a nice replacement for that.
Right, right.
Although...
It's minions,
no.
it's not the hero that gets
no,
hit.
No. I take that back, because you don't want this to really be played early in the game like you would a Leper Gnome. Because there's not enough minions out there to damage.
But this is the type... This is actually a one casting cost card that you'd probably want to hold on to.
Yep.
Because like a lot of times you've got, let's see, an 8 casting cost card on turn 9. So you've got a warrior deck. And you've got Garrosh that you want to throw out there. But you also can
Grommash.
You can throw this out there because you've got that one little mana left over. And chances are there are going to be little 1/1 creatures pestering you that you can like slam headlong into it and affect everything on the board. And it's not gonna, and it'll actually damage Grommash.
Yeah, but not the turn Grommash comes out and Grommash has...
No, because...
Grom has charge. Yeah. So
right, again,
hopefully
I'm not...
Hopefully you want to
hurt
him before he
not
charges.
Insinuating this one had charge. I'm just saying that this could work well with that deck, with that card. Because you're going to damage it and you could also take out other minions. So it's a good card for one casting cost. I think it's an awesome card.
Sure.
Go, next. After you.
Halaziel the Ascended. This is a shaman spell. And it is not a spell. It is a legendary minion. Whenever your spells deal damage, restore that much health to your hero. It's a 4/6. And suddenly I hate shamans even more.
Thank God it's not a mage card. That's all I can say.
That's a pretty decent ability. And unlike most of the other shaman legendaries... It's cheap.
It is. 5 casting cost is nothing. And if you cast a lightning storm where you're like zapping a bunch of things for 3 or 4 points and you're restoring all that health, you're clearing a board and oh my God. I can see this card getting tweaked very quickly.
Now, there's a rules lawyer type of thing.
It's
here.
Also not overloaded, if you noticed.
I do.
There's no overload.
There's not usually an overload on the legendaries, though.
Yeah, but it's a shaman card.
Right. There's not usually an overload on the legendary shaman cards, right?
Yeah, but I'm just saying there's no overload.
You're just saying. Anyway, so if you do Lightning Storm and it does 3 damage to 5 minions, does he get back 15 or just 3 because he did 3 to each
No,
of them?
I would say you did 15 damage.
I would say that too. But sometimes Blizzard is a little iffy on these things.
Mm-mm.
There have been plenty of times when we thought a card should work one way and they interpret it a different. So we'll see. But you're right. That makes it a very powerful card.
Yeah, I think this is
they're hard enough to kill as it is, and now they're going to be even harder to kill. But I'm sure the others are going to get powerful cards too.
Yeah. Next, I see a trend here. Nazoth's first mate. So I get the tentacle of Nazoth. Now I have Nazoth's first mate. Nazoth's first mate is it's got a battle cry. Equip a 1/3 rusty hook. It's a pirate. And it's a 1/1/1. So,
and it's a warrior card.
It is a warrior. It is a warrior card. Pirate.
So it gives the warrior a rusty hook.
Yes. That's hysterical. I think it's a good card. Again, it's a decent card for 1/1, and it's a 1/1 creature for one casting cost that gives you a 1/3 weapon. That's not bad.
No,
it's a
not
pretty
bad
good
at all.
Card.
I see no downside to that, especially if you want to make a pirate deck.
Yeah, it's good.
And a warrior pirate deck, not just a rogue pirate deck, because the pirate decks are favored, to, you know, more favorable to rogues.
Yep.
Anyway, Faceless Shambler is an epic minion that costs 4 to call out. It's only a 1/1, but the battle cry is to copy a friendly minion's attack and health. So
if you have Helazeel the Ascended out,
right,
it
then
becomes
you get a 4/6.
A 4/6.
Exactly.
With taunt.
And it has taunt. Not too shabby. It's reliant on you having a big minion out, though.
Yeah.
And even if it's like weird stats like Ysera, which is like, what, 4/12?
Yes. Yeah. It's decent card. And it can come in handy, but I mean, it's a kind of high casting cost for.
For a taunt?
Just look at Tazingo. Yeah, Tazingo.
For a taunt, that has a. Well,
he's not named
what
Tazingo.
If you've got,
that's not the
what
name
if
of
you've
the card.
Got a giant
but, you know
out.
What, I mean?
What if you've got a giant out? He becomes an 8.
An 8/8.
With taunt for 4, as opposed to those big trees that cost much
it's
more
kind
than
of,
4.
Yeah, it's like a faceless manipulator, faceless shambler. Yep.
With taunt.
Yep. So let me go on to the next one. Guess what it's going to be?
It's not a tentacle and it's not a first mate. It's actually.
Nazoth.
Nazoth
the Corruptor himself. I
or
seem
herself,
to be Nazothing around. All right. So, 10 casting cost, 5/7 card, battle cry. Summon your death rattle minions that died this game. So, yes, the death rattle stays. It complements the tentacle of Nazoth, because if you've used them and they're 1/1 creatures, guaranteed they're gonna be dead. So, a bunch of little tentacles can come out, and even your little first mates will come out.
And
yeah. Yeah, you'll have a lot of little... Yeah, they complement each other.
Some vivid imagery of all the tentacles coming back up.
Yes,
which is,
from the ground.
Which
We've
are what
fought
these
that
things,
a lot in Warcraft.
Yeah, which is what all these old god-type things do. They grow tentacles. Yep. But it's basically like...
I have a trinket that grows tentacles.
It's basically like... it's similar to Kel'Thuzad, but the ability is a battle cry, not an end-of-the-turn thing. So, and you get to summon them. You don't just bring them to your hand. So this is a pretty good card.
They all come
and
out.
And it's a 10 casting cost. So you're playing it at the end of the game. And by the end of the game, you may have a lot of those Death Rattle guys in your graveyard. Well,
yes.
Discard
pile. And they come back out. And if they get killed, of course, the Death Rattles will go out over again. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I think it's cool.
Yep. You're next.
Yeah, it's starting to grow on me. I wasn't sure about this expansion at first, because it's a little weird, gotta admit. It's a little weird.
Well, it's Cthulhu-ish.
It is. It's Lovecraftian.
Yeah.
So, let's see. The next one, it's colored. I can't tell what color it is. Is that a... maybe Shaman. The color is off on my page.
Which the...
The Underwater... I'm sorry.
He's
Undercity
a huckster.
Huckster.
What's the a huckster, honey? Think about it. What's a huckster?
A card player.
It's somebody kind of cheats at cards.
Yeah.
That would be a rogue.
It's not color. What color is rogue?
It's a rogue. It's
all
a
right.
Rogue card.
So it's a rogue card. So
yes.
It's a 2 casting cost, 2/2 minion. Undercity Huckster. It's a rare. Got a blue gem. Death Rattle. Add a random class card to your hand from your opponent's class. So we've seen that before. That's always a cool ability.
It's an okay card.
Yeah.
They have to have a few okay cards.
Well, you know, it's rare, so it's like another expansion we remember, where the rares were all just okay.
I mean,
okay.
You get a free card draw.
No, I think it's a little more than okay, because you always want to have your hand full of extra spells when you have a rogue, because it helps with the combos.
Right.
So
and it's decent.
It's essentially
decent.
It's essentially card draw. So you get a minion and you get a card. I like it. I think it's useful.
I do too. And it helps you with a combo because it comes out with a relatively low casting cost, which gives you time to throw out a card that has a combo on it. Mm-hmm. If you understand what I'm saying.
I do.
Renounce Darkness! Epic! Okay, two casting costs. Replace your hero power.
Card.
Yep. Replace your hero power and warlock cards with another class's. The cards cost one less. This is a game-changing, complicated card.
It is. You've just turned your warlock into something else.
Yes.
Not
Talk
just
about
the hero
your,
power,
your
but
randomness.
The cards. And the cards become cheaper.
Talk about your randomness. This is
See,
funny.
See, a big reward for renouncing darkness here.
Hmm.
You say, I shall do evil no more, and then all this good comes to you.
I don't know. This is it's going to be fun.
That's going to make people stretch their brains to come up with a good deck for this.
Yeah. Well, that's... That's tough. That's a tough card. It's a lot of fun. It's challenging to construct a deck around this because when you use it, your deck doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah. Well, I love this card simply for the fact that it's going to be unpredictable.
Yes.
And it's going to bring out some really imaginative decks, I think.
Yep.
Probably a bunch of flops, but also the ones that stick are going to be pretty fun. I don't know if they'll be like ladder level.
I will play with this card just to see what the hell happens. That's all there is to it. Because it's also possible that you'd be able to play with cards that you don't have in your collection.
True.
Yep. I like it.
The next one is cute. It's like ugly cute. It's like basset hound puppy cute. You know, ugly dog.
He baby elephant with tentacles.
Spawn of Nazoth. See, I got a Nazoth one.
You got a Nazoth
and
card.
It also has a death rattle. It's a 3 casting cost, 2/2 minion, neutral. Death rattle. Give your minions +1/+1.
Common card.
Yeah, I think it's cool.
It's a decent filler card. Because everybody needs filler cards. And that is really a decent filler card.
Well, it gives your minions +1/+1 after you're dead.
Right.
And then you like get Nazoth the Corruptor out and you get to play him again.
Yeah, and not to mention if you've got your little tentacles and first mates out, you know, you're pumping them. Yep, it's cute.
I'm noticing a theme with this deck of this expansion, rather, of building decks around single cards like C'Thun or Nazoth. And there'll probably be others as well.
Maybe it's the Boogie Monster.
Could be.
Boogie Monster is an 8 casting cost. Yes, I'm serious. There really is a Boogie Monster now. It's not a man. It's a monster. Everybody always knows the Boogie is a monster, not a man. So it's the Boogie Monster. 8 casting cost, 6/7 card. Whenever this minion attacks...
Legendary.
Whenever this minion attacks and kills another minion, it gets +2/+2. Holy crap!
Yep, just gets bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
It's not quite a Gazrilla, but...
The funny thing is... I'm looking at the comments on this card, and I'm thinking, I don't want to see this come out against me, because it's going. Thank God it doesn't have charge. It's going to get pumped really fast, and I'm seeing comments like 400 dust. I hope they buff this card. They say honestly, the card is bad. I'm like, what? Other people have worst card ever. I am not seeing this as a bad card. I'm thinking this is pretty powerful. Why are these people saying it's bad?
Because they want overpowered. They want cards to be, you know...
But it will be!
It can be.
Mm. First all right, of all, it takes 8 to cast it.
Right.
And then
when
you
it attacks and kills a minion, which means if another minion attacks him...
It won't happen.
You don't get the +2/+2. You
so
have to do the attacking.
He's not going into a face hunter deck because in order to pump him up, you want to be he's meant to go out and smash faces with other minions to ping off the other minions.
Kind of like and the Ice Howl Yeti.
Yeah. So if you ping him yourself, he's not going to get pumped. If you have other things, if you put taunt on him so other things crash into him, he's not going to get pumped. It's only when he hits not the other hero either. It's got to be another minion. So he is limited in use, but I still think it's a decent card.
Yeah, I certainly would not call him the worst card ever.
Absolutely not.
I hate when people say that about cards, because
I agree.
There's really only one worst card ever, and that was in the basic set. So you can never say that about any other card that comes out next.
Well,
but it's not a Magma Rager, okay?
Yeah.
So in any event, it's not as good as it seems at first glance, but if I pull this legendary out of one of my packs, I will play with it and see what happens.
Yeah. Somebody just said, seems worse than Gruul since growing is conditional. I don't know. I think it's...
Yeah. Somebody in the chat room said that too. Yeah. So Gruul will just keep getting bigger every turn. This one, you have to do something to it to make it get bigger.
Right.
You have to, like, stroke its ego or something.
Mm-hmm. All right, so why don't you go to the next one?
Okay, so I love this card because it goes back to Siege of Orgrimmar.
It's a Klaxi.
It's a four casting cost, 3/2 minion, Zarul, Poisoned Mine, and it's a legendary. Battle Cry and Death Rattle. Add a random toxin card to your hand. So this reminds me of Toshli, right? Doesn't Toshli give you something when a spare part when you... Is he the one that gives you one that when you get a battle cry and also a death rattle, you get a spare part?
I will have to research that. But I was thinking I like the idea. Toshli, yes, it is Toshli. Battle cry and death rattle, add a spare part to your hand. But I was thinking that I just like the idea of the toxins and how they resemble mechs, and I'd like to see them do more with toxins than just for this card.
And the mechs are going bye-bye.
Yeah, the mechs are going bye-bye. It would be kind of neat if toxins were... We'll have to see other cards unfold.
Yeah, and I lost the page that I had it on, but there are like 6 toxins.
There are 5 toxins.
They act like... You have them up?
Yep, Blood Thistle Toxin. Return a friendly minion to your hand and it costs 2 less. King's Blood Toxin, which is draw a card. Fire Bloom Toxin, which is deal 2 damage. Fade Leaf Toxin, which is give a friendly minion stealth until your next turn. And Briarthorn Toxin, which is give a minion +3 attack. All of these are named after herbs in Warcraft.
Yep, and... It's also very much like spare parts, like.
And the artwork is beautiful. I got it. It's probably because I have a thing for bottles and boxes, and these are all bottles. It's the toxin artwork is gorgeous. That's all there is to it. So I'm excited about that card. I think it'll be a lot of fun. He's a rogue card, though. That's the only thing.
Well, you know, toxins, poisons,
right?
Rogues.
So. Guess what's going in my rogue deck?
Yeah. The rogue deck you don't play.
I do play it. Play my rogue. I play my mage. I play your warrior.
Okay.
And my warlock.
Read the next one, because it's a hunter card. First hunter card we've seen.
Infest. It's not a secret. It's a 3 casting cost. Infest. Give your minions death rattle. Add a random beast to your hand. Okay. So now you've got a card with that gives everything out there a death rattle and adding a beast to your hand. And didn't we see something that triggered on death rattles?
Yeah, but can you imagine you've got like, I don't know, maybe you unleash the hounds.
Would
you got a
count?
Bunch of hounds out and then you cast this and then all those hounds now have death rattle.
Does that make them then death rattle minions though? Think about this. I don't know how this would work with Nazoth the Corruptor, whose battle cry is to summon your death rattle minions that died this game. What if you infested a bunch of minions with death rattle? They all die.
Then they will be death rattle minions.
Nazoth the Corruptor can pull them back into the game again.
Again, that is subject to Blizzard's interpretation of the rule. But it could be. It could be.
Interesting card. Play that with a ball of spiders. Yep.
Okay. This next one makes me just laugh my ass off.
Yes.
Ragnaros Lightlord, a paladin card. It's a minion that it costs 8, just like Ragnaros. It's an 8-8, just like Ragnaros. It's a legendary like Ragnaros, but at the end of your turn, instead of dealing 8 damage randomly, you restore 8 health to a damage-friendly character. So again, it's random, and it's 8 instead of damaging 8, it's healing 8.
It's a paladin card, but here's the thing. Doesn't it seem like it should be announced on April Fool's Day?
Yeah.
Seriously.
A lot of these cards do, but anyway. It's kind of weird, but that's a good card to keep in your paladin deck, I think.
Yeah. It's like a reoccurring heal bot.
Well, healing 8. I'm glad it's not in the priest deck.
It's close enough. It's in the paladin deck.
That would be so broken. Because a priest has like a 16-16 minion, and you're trying to kill it. Pop, just healed 8. No, I am so glad this is not a priest card.
All right.
Why don't you do the last one for
tonight? The last one we're going to do tonight is the Tentacles for Arms. I.e. tentacle. It's kind of a double thing there. You got tentacles for arms, meaning your arms are made out of tentacles, or tentacles for arms, meaning you've got armaments, which is swords and such. Because it's a weapon card, it's a warrior card, it's 5 casting cost, 2/2, with the death rattle that it returns to your hand.
Right.
Kind of like a Hydra.
That means Nizoth the Corruptor would bring this card back. No, it's not. Only summons your minions with death rattle. Shucks. Too bad. That would have been so cool to bring
the
weapon.
It's a high casting cost, but it, unless they silence it, no, you can't silence it because it's a weapon. Its death rattle always returns it to your hand. Your opponent cannot get rid of this weapon.
Yep. There are several cards in the game that destroy the weapon.
Even if it's destroyed, doesn't the death rattle still go off? Yeah.
Of course, because it's a death rattle.
That's, yeah. That's
you cannot
amazing.
Get rid of this card.
Right.
So I don't know. There might be a card somewhere that I'm forgetting that removes a card from the game, but otherwise you pretty much can't get rid of this.
Yeah.
You can't polymorph or hex a weapon.
Yep, right. So that's pretty nasty.
The casting cost is high, but it ensures you'll pretty much always have a weapon. I'm not sure how I feel about it. I would have to play with it. It's an epic. I would have to play with it to see. Because it's only really 2/2. There's so many other weapons that I think would be better. But we'll have to see.
Yes. Okay. Well,
it might be a turd in disguise.
A turd in disguise.
Yes.
All right. That leads us to the end of the show. We do have an announcement to make. We're going to be taking a couple of weeks off. We will be back. But real life does happen, and we are finding the need to just take a couple of weeks to get things organized, done, and onward. So we will be back on May 2nd. We're taking the month of April off. We've done 123 episodes pretty much straight, taking a couple of weeks. By that time we come back, the expansion should be out. Maybe we'll have playtested it. Maybe it won't
might
even
not be
out
yet. They said
that's
early
true.
May. It might come out on the 3rd.
Right. So we will see, but we will continue to discuss new cards that are coming out or will have been out. We'll pick up where we left off. We do want to ask everybody, please, please, please definitely continue to send in decks for me to play with. I will talk about them on the show when we come back. So send me your decks to play with. I always love playing with
and your plays
decks.
Of the week and
your
embarrassing
moments.
Your
plays of the
moments.
Week and all your embarrassing moments.
So
all
we'll
that
come
stuff.
Back to a full mailbox.
Yes. So please do that. We will miss you guys while we're gone. We just need a little bit of time. And that being said, we'll see everybody back here live in the chat room on May 2nd. You can still follow us find us on awohearthstone.com or at holosuitemedia.com. You can still, you know, send us little tweets at a worthy opponent. On May 2nd, we're going to start back on the twitch.tv/hollowsweetmedia. You can please do send those emails into awohearthstone@gmail.com. You can download us on iTunes, send us a shout out, follow us on Facebook at AWO Hearthstone. Downloads are available also on Stitcher Satellite Radio, Google Plus, A Worthy Opponent. Special thanks to Holosuite Media, Xander, the man behind the curtain, and the music provided by Awesome City Limits and also the awesome Micmac, who has sent us game feeds ever since he left us way back when. He didn't leave us totally. He still sends feeds that we can play so that you can watch what he's doing in our Twitch channel while we're talking. So anyway, we will see you all in about 4 weeks. Have a very happy beginning of your spring, and we will see you on May 2nd.
Bye, all.
Bye.
Have fun.
Take care.
We'll be back.
Broadcast of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Join us next week at Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And be sure to check holosuitemedia.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Satellite Radio for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at Worthy Opponent. Or if you have any questions or comments, please send an email to awohearthstone@gmail.com. Welcome to our inn.